Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
And that's where you'll find Danny Milliken this morning, is at Memorial Park. He is. They've got a mission today to put 1,000 trees in the ground. And I like to do that. Sherry Hare is with us here from Plants for All Seasons. Good morning,
Good
Sherry.
Morning.
I like to say that 1,000 like a radio 1,000. 1,000 trees are going in the ground today over there at Memorial Park, and good for them. I mean, that's going to be good for all of us in the end.
You know? Absolutely.
1,000 more trees cleaning the air and all that. Home Show Garden Pros, in case you're new, in case you stumbled upon this, you were listening to sports last night, you woke up and, what's this? Well, what the Home Show Garden Pros is a cooperative of six of the best locally owned independent nurseries in the Houston area. And we, you know, Plants for All Seasons, of course, with Sherry here, and Buchanan's with Zach, who was here last hour. There's Nelson's Nursery out in Katy, Enchanted Forest and Gardens down in Richmond, Warren's Southern Gardens up in Kingwood. Every time I mention that to somebody who lives in that area, I love that place.
Right? Oh, yeah. And then, beautiful, beautiful store.
And the Arbor Gate, which mm-hmm. is, you know, Beverly is a legend up there in what she does in way up in Tomball. So I guess you're more like in the Klein kind of Louetta kind of area.
We are in a little gray zone.
Yeah.
South of Tomball.
Right.
North of Houston.
Right.
Cypress. I mean, we're kind of Klein, Spring. Mm-hmm. We're all mm-hmm. just kind of in the middle of it all.
And the thing about all y'all at mm-hmm. Plants for All Seasons is you grew up in that. I mean, you literally right. were sprouted there. Well, not literally there, but
in that, know, yeah, that basic vicinity. Area.
But
I haven't gone very far.
But I mean, because you know, my wife Sandy is, uh-huh. you know, she's become addicted to all this, and she visits all of them. And mm-hmm. she was telling me that was originally your family home.
That was my grandparents' country home, like okay. in just kind of a farmland with stables.
Wow.
And they lived down kind of, I guess, kind of close to the Heights.
All right.
And they would travel out there
to go
on vacation. It was so far away.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to believe that at one time that Rice Village was out in the country.
Right.
From downtown.
Yes.
Exactly. But we are here for everybody all over Houston, no matter what kind of gardening you're doing. And that's what we're talking about here. And if you want to join the conversation, all you do is pick up your telephone, dial 713-572-4610. I say dial. You're just going to punch those numbers in. 713-572-4610. That's the number to join us here this morning. A little housekeeping for you before we get into what Sherry and I are going to talk about. This afternoon at 1 o'clock, Danny's going to be out at the Stafford Center for the Sugarland Home and Garden Show, answering your questions one-on-one. So, like, if you're going through a little Danny withdrawal here this morning, you can get a booster shot this afternoon by going down to the Stafford Center. And Tom Tynan is going to be broadcasting live from there in less than an hour. We'll be turning the reins over to him, and anxious to hear how his latrine cleaning duty went yesterday.
Oh.
Tom is in the Texas, what is it? The Texas Guard or something.
Uh-huh.
And it's a very military thing, and it's been nothing but sunshine and lollipops for him until yesterday.
He was
assigned latrine duty.
I'll have to listen on my way home. Yes, that'll be interesting.
I'm sure he'll talk about it at length. But that's not what you're here for. Listen to us, dear listener, and we appreciate you being here. We really appreciate you helping us in the first 10 months of Home Show Garden Pros. We've more than doubled what we got listening, and a lot of you are following us on our Facebook page. We appreciate that, and getting a lot of information from our website at Home Show Garden Pros. And I think what's happened is we have sprouted an interest in gardening or a more sustainable kind of gardening mm-hmm. among a lot of listeners as a result of creating the program with
right.
you guys. And I think, Sherry, what I'd like to do, if it's all right with you in this hour, is maybe do a little 101,
mm-hmm.
you know, for folks maybe that you're a casual gardener and you haven't quite gotten it totally addicted to it like my wife Sandy has. But we can cover some of the things, especially with regard to the freeze that's coming up.
Yeah.
I call it the faux freeze because mm-hmm. it's not going to be all that much of a freeze this time around.
No, I think we'll be 2-3 hours at 32, maybe. We'll see.
Maybe.
At least up my way.
And that's pre-dawn, which means the sun's going to come right up
right.
and you're going to be fine. It's not like mm-hmm. the middle of the night. All right. We'll talk more about all that. Sherry's here, and I'm just going to step back and set her loose here as we continue here in a minute on Sports Radio 610.
We are getting closer and closer. Volunteers are rolling in. People are getting snacks and coffee. It's awesome stuff. And, you know, we're going to plant all these trees, and we want them to be healthy. And so we use MicroLife to make plants healthy at Memorial Park. At Herman Park, we use MicroLife to make plants healthy. At my house, I use MicroLife to make plants healthy because that's what MicroLife does, makes plants healthy. And if you're dreaming of a bountiful spring, you got to start preparing now. The some of the trees went dormant, right? Some of the plants go dormant, but the roots never go dormant. And that's the glory of MicroLife, is it does a great job of providing not just nitrogen for the leaves, but also all of those other minerals that the plants got to have. There's a question, you know, how many minerals do plants have? And it's my belief that eventually all the scientists will agree that plants need all the minerals. Well, MicroLife does a great job of providing all the minerals. Their 624, just their standard model stuff, is incredible fertilizer, great for the lawn, great for the vegetable bed. And really, if you think about it, that's such a far cry from each other that it's so perfect for both of those things. That's just so cool. Another incredible product by them is their MicroLife Humates Plus. This is a purple bag. And we're talking about the closest thing you can get to compost. It is energy. It is minerals. It is life for the soil. Really incredible stuff. So also liquid fertilizers, great way to get fast response, drenching by soil to heal a sick tree or spraying on leaves to get an instant green up. Amazing stuff. And the kind of instant green up you get from seaweed is not artificial. It is legit and long lasting. The cool thing about MicroLife, in addition to that it works so great, is that it's safe for you, your pets, your kids, even your plants. It will not burn your plants. It simply cannot because it's soil food. It's food for the roots. Really great stuff. They got a big line of products. You'll be wowed when you go to their website. Check them out at almost any of our co-op members, but definitely visit their website and get to know their products, microlifefertilizer.com.
At Southwest Fertilizer, we've been helping Houston gardeners like you raise healthier vegetables and flowers since 1955. Hi, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. From plants to soils, fertilizers to gardening tools, you'll find a bigger selection of organic and synthetic products for every budget. All your lawn and garden needs in one stop. And we'll even load it all into your car or truck. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. Southwestfertilizer.com.
Sounds relaxing, right? Rain on your roof, running into gutters, overflowing because they're clogged, pulling at the fascia, causing damage you can't see. Relaxing, right? Well, it is for me, because Gutter Professionals of Houston installed new gutters and covers with a lifetime clog-free guarantee. Thanks, Gutter Professionals, for making rain a relaxing sound around here. How's it sound at your house?
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Year-round, organic lawn solutions safe for your pets and family. Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
I think we're on the radio. Hey, look, we're back. It's a Home Show Garden Pros. My name's Charlie. I'm in for Danny. Danny Milliken will be back again next week. Don't worry. And he'll also be out at the Stafford Center, as I mentioned earlier. If you just got to get some Danny today, you can go there. But in the meantime, I'm going to give you some Sherry.
I'm here.
All right. Sherry's here from Plants for All Seasons. And we're talking about 101 here, because when it dawned on me when we were visiting with Zach last hour from mm-hmm. Buchanan's that he's talking about what plants to cover and stuff. I'm betting that most people don't know what plant is what kind of plant. So mm-hmm. why don't we just start with categories of plants?
Okay. Yeah. And so that's what I've spent the week answering the phones at the nursery. It's what do I need to cover?
Right.
And explaining to them, because they're like, if they're annuals, that means they're going to freeze. Well, not necessarily. If they're a cool weather annual, we have two different types of annuals here. We have cool weather and warm weather.
Okay.
But Houston's such a transplant city. People are from everywhere, right? And they're used to a one planting season. Well, we have two. So if you have your cool weather annuals, you're not going to have to worry about them.
And a cool weather annual would be?
Would be our pansies and violas and alyssum and all the stuff that looks fabulous right now.
In the winter.
Now, if it was blooming and beautiful in the summer, like a begonia and a vinca, yeah, that if it didn't die in November from the freeze, It may freeze back. And it's an annual, and it's supposed to, and that's okay.
I'm not going to go all Nostradamus on you, uh-huh. but I predict we're going to get another freeze before spring gets here.
We always do.
Right.
Yeah, freeze or a frost. Now, last year, this was the week that we had the ice, this week last
right.
year, right?
Right.
So you know, it could be. I planted my tomatoes the last week of January last year, and I never covered them after that.
Really?
And I know we had a few little frosty periods, mm-hmm. but not hard enough to knock back a tomato. So you never know in Houston.
So the annuals, the winter annuals, these are like the white flower.
The little border, the alyssum that you see.
The alyssum, those kind of things. Those mm-hmm. are, those probably be okay through the freeze.
Yeah. Now, if we were going to be really icy and nasty and they're in full bloom, I would cover them.
Okay.
With an insulated frost cloth. I know Danny and Diane from Warren's just did a video. Mm-hmm. It went on the Facebook page.
Right.
About the frost cloth and covering your plants and how to do it. So go on the Facebook page and watch if you want more information about that. And run to your garden pro and buy your insulated frost cloth. No plastic.
No,
right?
Plastic's bad.
Plastic's bad. It'll make it too warm if the sun comes out the next day, and mm-hmm. basically you'll steam your plants to death.
And when you cover them, one of the things that Zach was talking about and Danny has long promoted is the fact that don't lollipop them.
Right. Don't lollipop them. You want the earth's heat to be able to emit up under the blanket. So you want them to be in contact with the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And like with bricks or whatever to hold it down so that heat can come off the soil.
So those are your annuals. What about others, like your perennials?
So perennials don't always act like perennials in Houston. So that's why a lot of people don't understand that your perennials, it's okay if they die back and go dormant, right?
Right.
Because the root system is still alive. Where an annual, when it's dead, it's dead. A perennial, let's say plumbago, that is the biggest one. People come in after we have a winter event, mm-hmm. my plumbago is dead. And it's not. It's right. just dormant because it's supposed to freeze back. It just, mine is gorgeous right now. And we had winter in November, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's supposed to die back. You cut it off at the ground and it comes back from the roots.
Okay.
So we got to know, is it a perennial? Is it supposed to die back? Then you don't have to cover it, right?
Right.
Knockout roses. You don't need to cover those.
Roses are pretty rugged.
Yeah, they grow in Canada.
Yeah.
If it can grow in Canada under snow.
We know two things.
It can take it here.
It's tough mm-hmm. and it's polite.
Yes.
If it grows in Canada.
Right.
So, all right. And then what about other? Okay, so those are your perennials. Like we have a perennial out front that after that icy freeze last year,
mm-hmm.
you know, God bless him, one of our guys pulled one up and threw it out. And was like, ah. And,
right.
and sure enough, the other ones all came back. And
right.
you pull on our parking lot, you can see the beautiful yellow flowers on
yes.
it. I mean, it's just it came back in an even bigger way because mm-hmm. we cut it way back.
Yeah, and I think they do come back bigger and better when they have that time to sleep. It's just we don't always have a winter where they will go into that dormant state.
There are other categories, and we're going to talk about those in a minute. But I wanted to say one thing before we move on is like these are living things.
Yes.
I mean, it's like, you know, you don't realize when we talk about the way the plant talks to the soil and the soil talks to it, this is a life chain that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so how does it survive in the winter? Just like any living thing does. And we'll talk more about that as we continue here on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. By the way, sorry, hang on a second, Will. There, if you want, Engineer Will here has his finger on the button. He's ready to push the next event. But before he does, I want to tell you that if you want to join us, you can get on the phone. Call us at 713-572-4610 to get some time with Sherry here on the radio on Sports Radio 610.
I tell you what, when we are done planting these things, all these trees here at Memorial Park Arbor Day, we're going to have a veritable forest. A real forest, though. Not an enchanted forest. Speaking of enchanted forest, I invite you to let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting. And you can buy a lot of stuff. No, for real though, to get back to reality, Enchanted Forest down kind of south of Sugar Land is this incredible place. So they have great shade. So really great any time of the year go shopping there. It is a beautiful place. It's huge. You're walking in and be like, whoa, it keeps going and it keeps going. And look, there's more. So they grow a ton of their own plants. And the great thing about nurseries like this that grow their own plants, it means that they have tested and tried and true stuff that works here in the area. So they're not going to grow something that's not going to grow in our area. They're only growing stuff that's proven here. So you can trust pretty much all their plants are either locally grown or grown there on site. Pretty cool stuff. They have a great selection of hybrid and antique roses. I'm a big fan of antique roses. Just you get the great smells that way. ton of fresh herbs, ton of vegetables. One cool little feature of Enchanted Forest is they have this station where you can plant your own pot. So you can pick out a pot. They'll provide the right soil. You pick your plants out. They'll make sure, again, that that soil is right for those plants because they have the knowledge to do that. They can say, oh, you have bougainvillea. You don't want that soil. You want this soil. They can actually do that. Then you can build your own beautiful display with design help, with soil knowledge. They have a ton of shade trees and fruit trees. Really great tree selection at Enchanted Forest. They've been doing this for a long time, and it's a three-generation, which that you don't hear that in any business anymore, and they're doing it. So they really, that means that the passion they've got is infectious. You go, you're going to get energized about gardening. You've maybe lost your gardening mojo. Enchanted Forest is a great place to get it back because they've created an environment that inspires, educate, and strengthens our bond with nature. I love it. It's a great place. So Enchanted Forest is one of two sister stores. The other one is Enchanted Gardens, another beautiful spot, kind of the Cinco Ranch area. So you have two great options. Enchanted Forest is on FM 2759, and Enchanted Gardens is on FM 359. Or check them out online for a specific map and see what garden class is coming up next at myenchanted.com.
Do you own rental property or does it own you? Hi, I'm Bruce Lessie with Houston for Lease, giving you more lease with less stress. We find and screen quality tenants, manage your property, including midnight maintenance calls, all for one affordable fee. No add-ons, no surprise fees. That's more lease with less stress. Learn more at Houston4lease.com. Call me on my cell, 832-654-5670. And get your first month's fee free. Houston4lease.com.
Seems like these days, temporary storage facilities are on every street corner. But for what you were paying in yearly cost for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. How? With a Mueller Backyard Building. Our backyard building kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design and priced right. Plus, you keep your stuff at home and you're not throwing away money leasing storage. Have peace of mind that a Mueller Metal Building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerINC.com or visit your local Mueller location. Mueller, made in America and made to last.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
We're talking gardening. Actually, we're talking Netflix and Amazon during the break.
Binge watching.
Which really, you know, for most gardeners, this is a good season for binge watching, isn't it?
You got to take advantage of the, it's okay to sit on the couch and watch a TV show all day. Yeah.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you what, tomorrow, and I hadn't mentioned this to you till just this second, but tomorrow my stepson Grant is going to be running in the Houston Marathon.
Oh, my gosh.
His very first marathon. And I you know, people worry about the cold. I told my wife, I said, you know, the good thing is he's not going to break a sweat.
No. He doesn't have to worry about that.
He will be.
Just has to layer enough.
He just has to layer. And there are bindings because I guess that people throw stuff off while they're running. And you know, to me, it's 26 miles. That's why God created cars.
Right. He's got to do it once. Check that off.
And the reason Sherry's here is God put her on earth to help you be a better gardener. That's why we're here with Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 talking gardening and all that. And we talked earlier about your spring, your winter perennials.
Winter annuals.
Uh-huh. Your annuals, rather. And the perennials that will come back even after a freeze in many cases. What are some of the other ones we should be worried about here as we're coming into the freeze?
Well, we're not worried about.
We
should not worry about our evergreens.
Okay.
Okay, so our evergreens are anything that keeps their leaves all year, right? Our Indian hawthorns, our hollies, boxwoods. You don't have to worry about things. Those are our staple shrubs that can take the cold.
You don't even have to cover it.
Azaleas, don't worry about it. If they were in full bloom, then I'd say let's cover it and protect the flowers. But the plant themselves, with this freeze event, you'll drive through neighborhoods and you'll see every plant covered up. Yeah. That looks like a lot of work, right?
Sure, more than I'm willing to do.
So just know your plants and know how they will respond to this weather.
Okay.
And so evergreens, we do not need to cover. Perennials, we do not need to cover.
Okay.
Winter annuals, we do not need to cover. Now, if you just have the most beautiful begonias, that's a warm weather annual. Yes, you may want to cover those.
All right.
And then we have our deciduous shrubs. You do not need to cover those.
An example of deciduous are?
Let's say our hydrangeas are a deciduous shrub. Our yesterday, today, and tomorrow is a deciduous shrub. So they will lose their leaves. Like my fig tree. It has lost its leaves. It's gone into a dormant state. I will not cover those things. Just know that they are supposed to look like that. Some of your trees lose their leaves. They're deciduous.
Mm-hmm.
Your oak trees and evergreen, sure. It keeps its leaves, right?
So, you've been in our parking lot.
Right? Yes.
It's a pile of leaves out there.
Yeah. It is. And then we get into tropicals.
Mm-hmm.
So our tropical things, like our hibiscus, yes, mm-hmm. you may want to cover that.
Right.
Oleanders, you may want to cover those if we're going to, you know, get below freezing. Just depends on where you are located in the Houston area.
So if you're farther north, more likely to cover. If you're in downtown, kind of a judgment.
Yeah, and this little freeze event, we're not going to get that cold for that long.
Right.
So if you don't cover it and you get a little tip burn, no biggie. You cut it back.
Our apologies to the TV meteorologists who are trying to make this sound like, you know, the next great freeze, but there it is. It's going to be a brief
event. Expect the worst.
Right.
Hope for the best.
There it is.
Yes.
And that's what we do. That's our mantra here at Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. If you want to join us, you can call us at 713-572-4610. And on the line, we've got Terry's joining us. Terry, good morning. Welcome to Home Show Garden Pros. How can we help you out this morning?
Thank you for having me. How are y'all doing?
We're keeping warm.
We're doing good, yeah.
Oh, good, good, good. Question is this. I live north up in Cold Spring. And I'm looking to replace most of my fruit trees, and I was debating whether to buy them before or after the freeze. Obviously, it'd be smarter to do it after the freeze, but would it be okay still to plant them that late, or the freeze is, I should say.
And you could, most of your fruit trees, depending on what you want, most of them, you could plant them today, right before this little freeze event. I wouldn't do any citrus or tropical fruits today.
Okay.
But your apples, your peaches, your plums, your pears, you know, they actually benefit from the cold. So you could definitely plant them.
Well, and the reason I say that, because I bought fruit trees a while back from a big box store.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to a gentleman last week where the deer up there just have annihilated my trees.
Yes.
He thinks that it's the rootstock that's growing because they will not grow any taller at all. So I've decided to go ahead and just replace them.
Yes.
What I'm looking to do.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, you can go ahead and do it and figure out how you're going to protect them from the deer.
Oh, I'm handling that as well. Now, another thing is I have some bridal wreaths out front.
Yeah.
And one of them bloomed really well last year, and one of them did partially.
Uh-huh.
And they look like they're dead now, but I just don't know enough about plants. Should I need to cut them back, just leave them alone?
Leave them alone. I think a lot of people go out and whack them back too fast, and it cuts off their ability to bloom. So go ahead and you can do a little cleanup, but do not cut them back as severely as you would. You know, and that could be why we had winter last year, so they looked really dead. Did you cut them back last year?
No, I did not. I just cleaned it up, like you say. Just pulled some stuff and got the grasses out.
So they should probably bloom pretty well this year.
Okay, very good. Thank you for it. Appreciate it. Love listening to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. I appreciate that. We're Home Show Garden Pros here on Sports Radio 610. I'm Charlie in for Danny. I'm here with Sherry from Plants for All Seasons, and you're welcome to join us, too, at 713-572-4610.
Hey again, guys. Back out here at Memorial Park's Arbor Day. I'm looking at my pile of 200 shovels, and I'm just thinking, how many handles am I going to break today? I don't know. I'm going to guess 10, 15. Well, you know, Southwest Fertilizer will repair a broken handle. You buy a new handle, and they'll fix it for you. They'll remove the old handle. They'll actually install the new one, drill all the holes, do it just right. I have taken 20-plus tools in there to have repaired because they also sharpen them. The difference between a sharp tool and a dull tool is ridiculous. And I don't know if you've ever tried to sharpen the blades on your lawnmower, but you don't have the tools to do it. They do. They can take care of it for you. Not just sharpen the blades in your lawnmower, but give it a big tune-up. You're going to be so happy you took your lawnmower in because you're going to renew your love of mowing your lawn. That smell will be back. The joy will be back. The beer will be back in your hand. It'll be great. Southwest Fertilizer, named Southwest Fertilizer because they have an incredible selection of fertilizers. Organic, synthetic, they got the stuff we love, Nelson, MicroLife, Nature's Way, all the best stuff. I mentioned they have, you know, handles, but they also have a great tool selection. If I wasn't kind of borrowing these tools, I'd buy them here because they have such a great selection of heavy-duty tools, light-duty tools, all the duty tools. They got a full mower shop, they got quality pet foods, incredibly unique gifts. Pretty much any time I'm buying a gift for my dad, I go to Southwest Fertilizer because they got the cutting edge, no pun intended, gardening tools. Best part, incredibly friendly team. They know what they're doing. They got store cats that are friendly too. You can pet them. And their whole team is happy to solve or help you solve your lawn and garden needs. They got the knowledge to do it. If they don't have the tool you need or the product you need, they'll find it for you. That's their pledge. There's no place in Houston quite like Southwest Fertilizer. So swing by and see Bob. It is worth the trip. The address is 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick Street. You can call them, too, to see if they got what you're looking for, 713-666-1744, or visit the website, southwestfertilizer.com.
Flickering, dimming, or blinking lights, they are all warning signs of dangerous electrical problems. Hi, I'm Will, a master electrician with Right Touch Electrical. Do-it-yourself doesn't include electrical repairs. At Right Touch, our home safety experts diagnose and repair faulty electrical systems safely. It's what we do every day. Plus, there are no travel fees for resident homeowners in our service area during normal business hours. Take the guesswork out of your flickering lights. Call Right Touch Electrical. Find us online at righttouchelectrical.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want. Answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Nelson Water Gardens and Nursery. Katie's Full Service Nursery. The Arbor Gate. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place. Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. Organic gardeners for over 30 years.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now, 713-572-4610.
That's what to do to get on with Sherry from Plants for All Season, one of our six independent nursery members of the Home Show Garden Pro Co-op. Sherry, thank you for being here with us
this morning. Thanks for having me.
We got Maureen on the line with us. Good morning, Maureen. How can we help you out here this morning on Home Show Garden Pros?
Yes, good morning. I've been listening, and I'm kind of caught in the middle because I understand that the Encore azaleas can do nicely in the snow and cold weather, but I have some that I just purchased about 10 days ago, mm-hmm. and so can I put them in the ground now?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, even though we have this excessive rain right now, I have pretty good soil, and I always buy the azalea camellia mix.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I can get them in there. I was just concerned.
Yeah, I mean, if you dig your hole and it's holding water, then I probably wouldn't put the plant in there. We haven't had a tremendous amount of rain in the past few days. So you should, and if you have good soil, you have good movement of water. So, like, you know, if you dig your hole and it's nice and moist but not wet and it's not holding water, then go for it. Yeah, absolutely.
And the same thing for, I bought three camellias also.
Yeah, absolutely. Get them planted. Now, if they're in full bloom and we're going to be freezing, I would wait until Monday to do it.
Okay, they have buds on.
Buds are fine.
That are getting, so I am good.
Yeah, buds
okay,
will be protected.
I do have another question, and I'm not sure that you can answer it, but I have some success for some camellias. I'm trying to get them right on the edge for so much sun and so much shade because they don't like full sun, mm-hmm. but they need some.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is there any way that I can put a barrier? All of my places are pretty sunny.
Okay.
Or
yeah, you could find like a small tree to plant above them, or if you wanted to, you know, purchase some kind of an umbrella that kind of shields a certain direction of the sun just to give them a break, then those are two options. But like a small, like yaupon holly or a wax myrtle, something like that you could plant that would cast a shadow on them, then you could definitely do that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So I need to go shopping again.
Absolutely. There it is. Mission
thank you
accomplished
so much.
Right
you
there.
You got it.
Maureen,
thank you.
Maureen, thanks for the call here this morning on Sports Radio 610. There's more to come. We're going to check in with Danny in a couple minutes here. He's over at Memorial Park.
Mm-hmm.
And they have him.
He's making it beautiful.
They will not let him leave till he plants 1,000 trees, and that's why he wants your help. We'll talk more about that in a minute here on Sports Radio 610.
Well, it's Danny again. I'm out here surveying all the trees we're going to be planting for Memorial Park's Arbor Day. Bunch of trees. Going to go in the ground. We're going to take care of them. Make sure they got water. Make sure they got what they need. Make sure the soil's healthy. And, you know, healthy soil is such a big deal. And, you know, in your trees at your house, your trees are your most valuable plants by far. It's not even close. Your lawn is a close second. So if you're doing things to your lawn to make your lawn healthier, but it's hurting your trees, you're really working against yourself. That's where an awesome company called Year Round Organic Lawn Solutions come in. They can actually treat your lawn, improve your lawn, fertilize your lawn, and make it healthier for your trees. Such a cool thing they do. They do core aeration for the lawn. They'll do a fertilizer application with the good stuff, not like some lousy fertilizer, but really good fertilizer. Then they'll compost top dress. And those three things, that three-tiered approach, will add depth to your lawn. It'll lower the roots of your grass, so they're going to need a lot less water, legitimately lower water bills. And they're not going to leave you alone. Their whole package includes monthly treatment for coming back, solving problem areas, increasing health, kind of continuing the process of improved health for all the roots in your space. They use excellent products. They're only using the best. Year-Round Organic Lawn Solution only uses the best products in the Houston area. MicroLife Fertilizer, Nature's Way Resources, Soils and Compost, and other incredible organic supplies. So take a look at your lawn. Is it everything you want it to be? If it's not, Year-Round Organic Lawn Solutions can literally help your lawn be everything you want it to be. That's safe for your kids, safe for your pets, lush, beautifully green, and pretty dang weed-free. So your lawn is more than grass and dirt. It's billions of organisms. Year-Round knows this. They know that they have some ranching to do, some farming to do, so they can really help you out by their approaches. So check them out. Their website will give you a lot of great information, yearroundhouston.com. yearroundhouston.com. You can also call them, 713-775-7224. And the last word about them, Cliff, the owner, is a really just solid dude. The guy really does care about you, your space, your kids, and your pets, and he loves seeing green lawns. So give him a call today. Check out their website. Again, one last time, their website is yearroundhouston.com.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
I'm really more the apprentice to the master, and Danny is being held captive at Memorial Park. Don't alert the police. He's going to be able to dig his way out of it. And I'm here with Sherry from Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons, one of our Home Show Garden Pros. And Danny is on the line with us right now out there. Danny, how goes the you're out there with a very a great mission today of getting those trees in the ground.
Oh, yeah. Trees in the ground, better air for Houston. And, you know, I am going to dig my way out of it because we've got 300 shovels for our 300 volunteers that are coming. So I'll have all the tools I need to get out of here.
Okay, you're halfway. If you have 300 shovels, do you have 600 hands yet?
Not yet. But, you know, it's brightening up. The sky is beautiful. Breezy day. Good day for work. You know,
so anybody that's driving past the park right now that's listening can just stop in and volunteer?
Yeah, they can come for 30 minutes. They can come for, you know, an hour. We just got to get these trees in. So
they can
almost 1,000 trees that we got to plant today. And, you know, we're hoping to get them all in.
Now, what are you planting exactly, Danny?
A bunch of native trees. We got some cool oaks. One of my favorite oaks, swamp chestnut. We got a kind of an endangered plant, longleaf pine, one of Texas's treasured pines that we're putting in about 100 of those. So we got a lot of cool plants, you know, tupelo, willows, you know, hickory, a bunch of cool stuff. So it's going to be a good day.
How exactly did the park become so depleted of trees that you've got to do this?
Well, years of mismanagement, but also Harvey wiped out a lot of trees. So these are areas that were once kind of cleared and mowed because that was considered an easier way to maintain it, was to mow it. And so a lot of trees were taken out, and we're just getting them back in these kind of empty spaces. So,
and is some of this due to the drought that we had years ago?
Not in this area.
Okay.
In the area we're planting, we really didn't lose anything because of the drought. But we do have another area where we're probably going to need about 4,000 trees over kind of in forests where we did lose a lot, maybe 10,000 because of the drought. But,
wow.
Yeah, that was a major thing. But, you know, really put Memorial Park back in the mind of Houstonians.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it's a great park, and a lot of cool stuff's happening over here, including today. So not the only thing cool happened today, though. We got the Sugarland Home and Garden Show coming up later.
Awesome. Busy day for you.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Danny will be out there from 1 till 3 at the Stafford Center. And depending on how many people – now, they're not going to let you leave till those 1,000 trees are in the ground. Is that right? Is that you're being held captive to this?
Well, I'm running the show over here. So, you know, it's I'm the one who won't let me leave. But, yeah, I won't leave till all these trees are in and at least till we know what's going to happen with them.
He's got his Johnny Appleseed on, and those trees are going in the ground today. And that's all there is to it. Danny's hard at work, and depending, and here's how you, what you can do for fun, kids. You can go to the Sugarland Home and Garden Show this afternoon from 1 to 3 and see Danny at the Stafford Center, and you're going to know how many people showed up by whether or not he showered and changed before he gets there.
That's right. That's right. If I still got a cap on and my pants are real dirty, you'll know I had to come straight over. So,
all right.
Good times. Well, you guys are doing a great job.
Thanks,
so,
Danny.
Keep up the good work.
All right, back to work with you, buddy. Those trees are waiting. They're not going to plant themselves, after all. Right. You want to join us here on the show? It's 713-572-4610. We're going to talk a little bit more about some 101 for you on your gardening and also some prep for your yard, for the freeze, rather, coming up as we continue with more here on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
Do-it-yourself painting seems easy to you. Head to the store. Pick a color. Buy paint, brushes, rollers, drop cloths, mix paint, borrow ladder, back to store, forgot a roller, pen, tape, and turpentine. Or you could call Tom Tynan's Painting Home Show Pro, Rudy's Quality Painting. Rudy's pros even fix spots that need fixing, leaving you time to take it easy. Running errands, cheering on kids, school sports, school plays and projects, dentists and doctors. At least Rudy's makes one thing easier. Rudy'sQualityPainting.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
You're listening to Sherry from Plants for All Seasons here.
Yeah.
Our pro here that's in here. She's one of our six pros. In case you're new to the show, we have like six garden centers, independently owned garden centers, the best kind you can go to, all united in the belief that we can make you a better gardener. And God knows you've done that for my wife, Sandy. So she says, we're talking Buchanan's in the Heights, Nelson's in Katy, Enchanted Forest and Gardens down in Richmond, Plants for All Seasons up there on Louetta, Warren's Southern Garden up in Kingwood, and then the Arborgate up in Tomball. That's where they all are, and they're all ready to help you. We have a caller hanging on, but I've got a question here that came in via the back line. My wife, Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
You have addicted her to this veggie gardening thing, which is great.
Yes.
My son was over the other day. His girlfriend's from the Valley, so she was making us this authentic tomatillo sauce.
Right.
And she's like, I wish I had some cilantro. And Sandy's like, oh, wait. And she runs outside to her, the little, I guess I call it a kettle garden or
it's
something.
It's a galvanized raised bed garden she got at the nursery.
That's what she got. And she pulled her cilantro, and you know, she just loves growing the stuff there. But she's concerned, what do we do about that kind of thing? Because not only does is it exposed on the top and exposed on the bottom during this kind of freeze weather?
Yeah, so that is raised. So you do, you know, our ground doesn't freeze here typically, right? But when something's raised, containers, that you can have some freezing. Now, everything she has planted in there with this freeze event, you'll be fine.
Okay.
She will not have to cover any of that.
So just muddle through.
Just let it be. You know, and cabbages and lettuces actually intensify in flavor when we have a little frost on them. So
sounds good.
That will be fine. Now, if she had basil in there, basil doesn't even like today. Like 40s. It won't be happy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So Sandy.
It's a tropical.
Honey, no basil. All right. All right. Let's get to the calls here. 713-572-4610. We have Brent standing by. Good morning, Brent. Welcome to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. How can we help you out this morning?
Hey. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning. Good.
Hey, I have a you may have already answered it, but I have a few plants of knockout roses.
Sure.
And probably the question is, they're pretty tall. How far do I, can I prune them back? And then what time should I do that?
Okay, so wait till after this little freeze event that we're having. I would say around Valentine's Day, you can cut them back, and you can cut them back as severely as you'd like to.
Okay.
So and you can go straight down to the ground.
Pretty hardy, right?
Very okay. hardy, yep. Yeah. Very hardy.
Okay.
You got it.
Great. That's what I really want to know.
Anything out there in your bed you're worried about?
No. I mean, I have hollies and knockouts. So
perfect.
Those are pretty hardy plants. So.
Pretty bulletproof stuff you got there. All right. Brent, well, thanks a lot for listening. Thanks to it for calling too, Brent. We appreciate it here on Sports Radio 610. It's Home Show Garden Pros, and you want to join in. We got a couple minutes left at 713-572-4610. And you know, if Tom doesn't like it, I don't care. If we got a call, we got to handle it. I can say that because he's not here. So, all right, but he's probably listening. All right, we're going to get going here in just a second. I want to talk to you about what's going on up at your place here in just a minute as we continue on here on Sports Radio 610. But also want to remind you that Tom is going to be brought, Tom Tynan and Home Show Radio coming up here at the top of the hour. He's going to be broadcasting out at the Stafford Center. That's where the Sugarland Home and Gardens Show is being held. Mm-hmm. Thank God there's no wall there. But anyway, so that's where he'll be today, and then he'll be answering questions after the show. And Danny will be out there this afternoon if you want to put questions to our reigning ringleader here at the Home Show Garden Pros. He'll be there waiting for you. And we'll continue with more here in just a minute on Sports Radio 610.
All right. I know you guys are wrapping up the show. Sherry, great job. Charlie, professional as always. Definitely, if you guys are up 249 past Suweta, you got to go to Plants for All Seasons, beautiful spot. But if you happen to find yourself in Kingwood, another beautiful spot awaits you. Potentially, you know, an oasis of charm and beauty called Warren's Southern Gardens. Warren's is full of plants, so they're very selective in their ordering, so every plant that comes in is a specimen. It is well-shaped, it's healthy, its roots are not overgrown. You're buying a healthy, pristine, beautiful plant when you buy a plant from Warren's Southern Gardens. They also really only tailor plants to really fit the southern climate that we deal with, the Gulf Coast regional climate. So it's a lot more than a garden center. It's a knowledge center filled with incredible staff members, and it's also a beautiful oasis. It's a kind of place you can take your family, you can enjoy the day. There's lots of sights in there, and they're almost always doing some sort of festival or something like that. They have this station where they can help you learn how to design your own pots, or they can build them for you. So whether you're an experienced gardener or a newbie that's just getting started and excited about everything, Warren Southern Gardens gets you growing. So get away to Warren Southern Gardens, wander around. Look around. Look at the paths. They have beautiful paths. You can see some of the stonework that can be done. You may find yourself in an annual space or an herb space. If you're in their big herb section, get some smells going. You know, rub on the leaf. See what it smells like. See if that's something you want in your life. Really cool stuff. They also have the You Kill It, Warren's Replaces It Guarantee. And you can learn a lot more about that when you get up there or if you check them out online. Their physical address is 1675 North Park Drive. That's in Kingwood. And Warren Southern Gardens, it's a great place to set your gardener free. Check them out online, warrensoutherngardens.com.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting naturesway resources.com, then select retail stores. naturesway resources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
What's a pool? Water? A deck? Pumps? Or is it a gathering place for family and friends? To James Watts, a pool was that and more. That's why he started building them in 1961. Today, Watts Pools has earned the trust of customers and envy of neighbors across Texas with design and build quality worthy to wear the Watts family name. In fact, two generations later, you'll still find a Watts family member on every project because it's not just a pool, it's a family tradition at WattsPools.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you so much for listening in this morning and being part. Yeah, easy, Michael. I got the show. We are moving along here, and thank you for being part of it, and thank you for visiting our website and for following our Facebook page. We have gone from zero to a little over 3,400 people following that, and it may not be it may seem Lilliputian in some worlds, but you know what? To do that in 10 months, we really we had an idea when we talked with the garden centers about this, putting the show together, and mm-hmm. it has just kind of blossomed into something that is just very special.
Yeah, and Houston's lucky to have six garden centers, top-notch garden centers, to shop at, because a lot of markets don't have that.
So. And what listeners don't know is that you guys actually work together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You'll help Nelson's out with advice, or if somebody's calling you and they're way over, you know, on the northwest side or the northeast side, just send them over to Warren's.
Yeah.
Or in downtown or whatever. So it's really a network. It's a cooperative of garden centers. It's a Buchanan's in the Heights, Nelson's in Katy, Enchanted down in Richmond, Plants for All Seasons up off Louetta, and 249 Warren's up in Kingwood, and the Arborgate. I mention them only because that's the kind of place you want to go to, because it's not a garden center in a parking lot. These are people who know what they're doing and they care about. They're not bringing plants in that have been grown from somewhere else. These are people who know what grows here.
We live here, we buy here, and we want you to have success.
They live here, they grow here, they cry here. So anyway, so speaking of here, let's talk about what's going on at Plants for All Seasons. I this has got to be kind of a restaging time of year for you. What are you making changes for the spring up there with?
So this is, the January we take advantage of the cold and the rain, and we redo. So right now we're
catch
redoing.
Catch up on your binge watching on television, right?
After hours. But yes, it is. We're in a work mode. We tear it up. We flip-flop. We change. We look at what we did good last year, and then we improve on what we need to improve. So if you walk into the nursery in the next, last week was really, we had it tore up.
Right.
We're redoing our, what we call the gift shop.
Okay.
So we're going less gifty and more plant related and nature. So we increased our birding.
Wow. What do you bring in for that? How do you expand a birding section?
We just bring in more options, feeders. We don't do as much houses, because most of our birds, besides bluebirds or martins, they live in nests. We don't need the housing for them. But we will have some housing. High quality bird seed.
Mm-hmm.
You get less
rodents.
Rodents, and you'll still get, what people don't realize, there's rats anywhere.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Whether you're feeding them or not, they're there.
That's a Zen truth right there about life in general.
So high quality bird seeds, you'll attract better birds.
Okay.
And you'll have less dropping of the seed, so you'll have less germination, so it'll be less messy.
And you have stuff for the garden to attract birds too, right? Feeders and the reflectors and all that kind of
bird
stuff.
Bird baths, things to deter birds from your tomatoes, things like that. So
really,
and then we increased our tool line.
Okay,
tools is one of the number one Googled things in Houston of all things.
Really,
we did some Google research, and so we try to get some really high quality tools. If you have the right tool for the job, it makes it easier.
Are there brands you want to mention in particular?
Well, we got some bully tools. So we have very high clay content in our soil. So you want something with a really good reinforced weld on it.
Okay.
So we did that. And just some good hand tools. Corona, different products. And then terrariums.
You mentioned this when you came in. You're all a Twitter about the terrariums when you walked in.
We have some beautiful new terrariums. Bringing the plants indoors is, people have been doing indoor plants for years, right? But they're just they're learning how they purify your air. They're learning the benefits of having interior plants, and so terrariums is a good way to get started.
I like to think that all of Houston is almost a terrarium,
right?
the way our the geography works here, that we're almost in a bowl and we're so humid. But but the thing with the terrarium is, what are you going to grow in there that's different? I mean, I always think of mossy kind of things.
Mosses, ferns. You could even do orchids. Any of our little tropical low light plants. It's endless.
So it's a low light kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you had a parlor in the front of the house that didn't get a lot of light, this would be a nice thing.
Yeah. To put and then different plants for different sun exposures.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Yep. Good. All right. All that is happening up there. And I understand this is going to be a big year for you on for for classes and stuff. You're mm-hmm. gearing up there.
We're going to start workshops. So hands-on workshops on top of our regular educational classes.
I'm waiting for a sip of sherry.
Sip and share. That's in April.
Okay. We're gearing up.
You can come shop and sip and learn and talk and network.
We'll look forward to Easter and sipping with sherry.
Yes.
That's it.
Absolutely.
All that and going on there. Okay, cool. So we're going to wrap it up here a little early. Tom's getting ready, but I want to thank you. Thank you so much, Sherry, for coming in.
Yeah.
And thank you all. And thank you for listening and helping them get through the hour. Danny is going to be back next Saturday here on the show answering your questions as you expect him to. My name is Charlie Mojer. I'm going to be here again tomorrow morning on Early Edition with Tom. But you can also find more answers to your questions about gardening at our website at homeshowgardenpros.com. It's on 24 hours, 7 days a week. We never close because we lost the key. No, that's what they, you know, there's a big sign at L.L. Bean up if you ever go to Maine, mm-hmm. there's a sign over the door that says we're open 24 hours because we lost the key. But there's a form there. You can ask Danny questions and there are videos and all kinds of things to help you out there. And then I'm getting all tongue-tied here. Remember about our Facebook page. It's at Home Show Garden Pros on Facebook as well for your questions and answers as well. So that's going to wrap it up for us. We got Tom waiting for us here?
We'll bring him up after.
Oh, we do something else first. See, I'm kind of a host in training here trying to get this done. All right, we'll talk to Tom in just a second here on Sports Radio 610.
Well, I appreciate your time. I enjoy listening to you every Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday mornings, it's the Sport of Home Improvement on Sports Radio 610.
The leaves kind of reddish and turned in funny directions.
The Home Show Garden Pros get you growing Saturday morning 7 till 9.
What makes a really good faucet?
Then Saturday and Sunday mornings, Tom Tynan helps you go from home improvement to-dos to done.
We're adding a room onto our house.
The Home Show Garden Pros. Home Show Radio. Weekends on Sports Radio 610.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.
Rains fall, bayous fill, streets flood, then homes. Get on the high ground. Hi, I'm Kenny Dutton with Due West Foundation Repair. We level homes and lift them too. Done it for decades. 4 feet, 6, 8, and more. Due West decades of experience in Unilift technology lifts your home higher, safely, reliably, and with a lifetime transferable warranty. Call now. I'll send a Due West specialist to evaluate your home for free. High ground is safer ground. We'll get you there. When you want the best, call Due West, du-west.com.
Well, that's been 2 hours of great fun here with the Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Charlie Mojer. Thank you again for being with us here this morning. You got questions, you can send them to Ask Danny anytime your heart desires at the Home Show Garden Pros website. And Danny, when he's done planting trees, he's going to head out to the Stafford Center, which is where we find the esteemed Dean of the College of Home Improvement Knowledge, Tom Tynan. Good morning, Tom.
Charlie, I got a shovel for you because I know you're ready to plant.
I've been shoveling it all morning, buddy.
I know. Hey, I listened to you. You sounded real good today on the way in here to the 9th annual Sugarland Home and Garden Show at the Stafford Center.
There is a lot going on and a lot of reasons to go out there and see it. So beat a path out there and enjoy your time with Tom today. And I know he's looking forward to answering your questions when he gets off the air, too. So he'll be there waiting to see you. Danny returns next week with Anita from Nelson's, and I think Judy or Joey from Enchanted is going to be in here next week as we continue with Home Show Garden Pros into the spring season. In the meantime, let's get going with Tom Tynan and Home Show Radio starting right now.